Fair far your honest sonsy face, great chieftain in all the puddin' race, aboon them ye tak your place, pinch, tripe or therm. Weel wordy o' your grace as lang's me arm. The groaning trenches, there ye fill, your hurdies like a distant hill, your pain would help to mend a mill in times o' need. While through your pores the dews distill, like amber bead. His knife see rustic labour dich, and cut ye up wi' ready slich, trench ye gushin's entrails brich, like ony ditch. And then, oh what a glorious sight, warm reekin' rich. Then horn for horn they stretch and strive, deli tack the hindmost on they drive, till all their wheel swat kilts belived, all bent like drums. Then all good man mayst light to rive, bethink it hums. Is there at Ory his French ragout, or olio that would staw stew, or fricassee would make her spew, wee perfect schooner, looks doon wee sneering, scornful view, on sick a dinner. Pair deal, see him Ory's trash, as feckless as a withered rash, his splendid skank a goot whiplash, his knee a knit, through bloody flood and field to dash, oh how unfit. But mark, the rustic haggis fed, the trembling earth resounds his tread, clap his wally knee a blade, he'll make it whistle, and legs and arms and heeds will sned, like taps a thristle. Ye pers what mak mankind ye care, and dish them out their bill fare. Old Scotland want nae skin and wear that jumps in luggies. But if ye wish her grateful prayer, gie her a haggis.